This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, October 6, 2020, Eddie Van Halen, who established himself as one of the all-time greatest guitar players in rock history as a member of the group Van Halen, dies after a long battle with cancer. He is 65. On this day in 2019, Peter Edward Ginger Baker, drummer for Cream, dies after a short illness at the age of 80. Although they were only active between 1966 and 1968, the trio of Baker, Jack Bruce, and Eric Clapton churned out three albums, Fresh Cream, Disraeli Gears, and Wheels of Fire. On this day in 2015, Billy Joe Royal, who placed four songs on Billboard's Top 40, dies suddenly at the age of 73. His hits included Down in the Boondocks, I Knew You When, and Cherry Hill Park. On this day in 2010, a set of John Lennon's fingerprints are seized by the FBI from a New York memorabilia dealer, who intended to sell them for a $100,000 minimum bid. The prints were taken at a New York police station in 1976 when Lennon applied for permanent U.S. residence. The Bureau believed the card was still government property and was investigating how it ended up in private hands. On this day in 1991, Michael Jackson gives away the bride at Elizabeth Taylor's seventh wedding, held at Jackson's Neverland Ranch. The groom was construction worker Larry Fortensky, whom Taylor would later divorce in 1997. When asked why she married so many times, Taylor said that she was a very moral person and would never sleep with a man unless she was married to him. On this day in 1979, Robert John has the top tune on the Billboard Hot 100 with a song called Sad Eyes. It had been nearly 21 years since his first chart appearance in 1958 with a minor hit, White Bucks and Saddle Shoes. And on this day, October 6, 1976, a radio DJ receives a gold record. In December, it will become only the fourth single ever to be certified platinum. The DJ was fired from his broadcasting job at WMPS in Memphis when he mentioned that his song was almost number one and that his own radio station would not let him play it. He was soon hired by a rival Memphis station and went on to a highly successful radio career. Who's the DJ? What is his hit record? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, October 6, 1976, a radio DJ receives a gold record. In December, it would become only the fourth single ever to be certified platinum. The DJ was fired from his broadcasting job at WMPS in Memphis when he mentioned that his song was almost number one and that his own radio station would not let him play it. He was soon hired by a rival Memphis station and went on to a highly successful radio career. Here is Rick Dees and Disco Duck.